This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the
right.
American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'll keep screwing that up. Or I say it so fast you can't write it down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Doing anything exciting for the weekend, right? You're back, because I told you, you're doing anything stupid, and you can't come back, then I'm just going to have to hunt you down. Seriously. You know, I want you guys, this is the week of the 4th of July. So those of you who like to, you know, fire off, do the fireworks yourself and all that fun stuff, I get it. I used to like to do it too. But be careful. I mean, seriously, be careful. There's a lot of nuts out there. They don't know how to control themselves. I'm sure my listeners do. I'm sure you guys got it together. You know? 855-REAL-JOE again, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll at therealside.com. Also, there's people there in a chat room who are, you know what, seriously, at some point in time, right, we need to boycott, like, Facebook and Twitter, even if it's for a couple days. Wouldn't it be great to get a whole group of people together, whole group of conservatives, big numbers, to kind of boycott, just not go. I mean, some of you, I know, you need some heavy drugs. I got it. You're addicted. Right? But can you imagine the impact you would make if you show them or showed them what would happen if you weren't around for a whole week? Or even, all right, you can't do it for a week. Right? Do it for a couple of days. How's that? Just do it for maybe Thursday or Friday, but I know everybody, you know what, it's really a dumb week to do this. I'm sorry. Take that back. Because if you think about it, right, it's the week you want to post your fireworks, you want to post your family, you want to post a barbecue, you know, like you're the barbecue kings, so you got to let everybody know, you know, I know the feeling, I got it. But at some point in time, we really, really, really got to take the pain of the moment and push back. Because they know they got you. Why stop? They know they got you. And, you know, what a great thing is to get away from the keyboard, push yourself away from the keyboard, and sit with the grandkids or the kids or the nieces and nephews for a couple of days. Just throwing out some ideas there. I know some of you got a full work week. Some of you don't. Let's come up with a plan to make it painful. Wouldn't that be cool? They make it painful for you and me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, but please put a capital TRS there, please, so that I know it's a listener and it's, you know, whatever. Really, seriously, it would be really cool if you would do that. All right. The Portland mayor, for some reason, for some godforsaken unknown reason, has decided to hand the city, or has handed the city, over to the thugs. It's really that simple. You saw pictures all weekend long of that poor guy that had a crud beat out of him in Portland. And he was just there, just a journalist there. And I'll tell you something else that, sunk in as I was watching this. Some of you, we've got a few stations up in that area. Here's the deal. If any of these kids are yours or you're egging them on, you're a coward. And your kids are cowards. You're so rough and tough, right? You got these black shirts on, and you got your masks on, and you're bringing, you know, sticks and rocks, and you and what was it? They think there might have been acid or other things in the shakes they were throwing. Wow, what real men you are, right? What real patriots? Because that's what our patriots did. And then where's the outcry from the left? None. Absolutely. Matter of fact, the mayor that runs the city, the thug that runs this, well, I shouldn't call him a thug. I'll call him a, what's a good name for him? Coward. Okay, that's good. Yeah, we'll go with coward. That runs that city. And you guys, you know what? I have no sympathy for you. You elected this man. And I'm sure local news is, you know, calling this like, the guy started it or whatever. But he didn't know there was a police presence, no police help. Right? Think about that. Now, the Antifa guy, not the Antifa, but the reporter who was beat up, a guy comes to help him out, gets hit in the head with this with a crowbar. Again, they're not thugs. They don't even deserve the term thugs. Please stop calling them thugs. They are cowards. Just flat-out cowards. Take the mask off. Okay? Put the weapons down. Use your hands, and we'll see how tough you are. And do it one-on-one, we'll see how tough you are. No, you got to do 10-on-1. What men you really are. Probably all have girly buns and everything, whatever. Anyway, so Andy Ngoy, I guess his name, NGO, he was, you know, another gang of leftist savages that came after him. He was punched in the face, pummeled by violent kicks. Others in the crowd sprayed the defenseless journalist with milkshakes laced with quick-drying cement, which has chemicals in it. Not good for your skin. Or your eyes, so that kid's got your eyes. It was total anarchy, total lawlessness. And you know what's really funny about this? They'll blame this on Trump. And you know the difference between Trump and that coward that runs the city? Trump would have sent the boys in there to clean that place up in a heartbeat. He would have been going, we'll have none of this, and he would have sent them in, and they would have cleaned up that street in about 6.5 minutes. And the only ones bleeding out of their ears would have been the Antifa cowards. Joe Mancini, your host. I'll calm down. I'll be back. I'll be in a new place. And Kimberly Wren will join us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and doing all that fun stuff. Head up to the website, realside.com. Buy a coffee mug, buy a shirt, buy buy something, lay down some greenbacks, do something to help support the show. We were just talking during the break at how much they've hit so many of us. If you look on YouTube, they've actually removed, if you guys remember, Kevin Jackson from the Black Sphere. Gone. Totally. The channel is totally gone, never to be seen again. Sean Hannity's channel was also pulled down, and the Five's channel was pulled down off of YouTube. If they could do that to them, the rest of us, we don't stand a chance. Seriously. We went from, 18, 20,000 views per video down to struggling to get to 10, for God's sakes, or 15. And more people might be watching it, we just don't know that they are. So the smaller conservative not the Rush Limbaughs of the world, you don't have to worry about them. He's covered. But guys like me, you need to help out. So hop up on the website, hit the donate button. If you don't want any of that junk, as some of you call it, just donate a few bucks. Skip a cup of coffee and send it my way. Be more than happy to accept it. All right, Kimberly Murray joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and how she has her finger on some of the issues going on. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been, you going to head over to Portland anytime soon or what?
Not if you paid me $1 million.
I mean, this isn't funny, but it's sad. And it's sad to think that you've got a coward in office. But you know what? I got to thinking about something when I went on my rant last hour. They deserve it. They voted this guy in. Don't tell me they didn't know what he was like. Okay? Or he should be voted out as soon as humanly possible. One of the two.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they probably knew what he was like. You know, often Democrats lie about what they're truly like before they get into office, but I doubt they did in a place like Portland, just like they don't in places like Seattle. He's not a coward, Joe. He's criminally complicit with the behavior of Antifa because he allows it. He tells the police, Portland police, to stand down and let them be violent against people, other citizens of Portland, other people visiting Portland who might disagree with the fascists of Antifa. So he is criminally complicit, in my opinion. And I would put him on a lawsuit. Along with the Portland Police Department, the City of Portland, and the mayor.
Oh, I agree with you. In my mind, no question about it. You got to find a way to hold these people accountable. And, same thing in Baltimore. You've seen it happen. Even in Chicago. I would hold that mayor accountable. I would find a way. These guys or these people that let this violence go on, that they really don't take any active steps to slow it down, that's a problem. When you have a mayor that has happened in Baltimore and now in Portland who have said, stand down, let them burn off some steam or what have you. No. No, that's not what the police are there for. They're there to protect us. Agreed?
They're supposed to be. They're supposed to be. I mean, everything seems like opposite day in Portland. Do you really think they would let a bunch of conservative, violent, face-masked cowards do that?
No.
Hell no.
No.
And it shouldn't be allowed for anyone. No one should be able to commit acts of violence like that freely. Mind you, freely commit acts of violence against anyone. But yeah, just go to Portland. There you go.
They won't even let conservative commentators, speakers show up at a college for fear of violence. Here you actually have the act of violence, unwarranted violence against this guy, and nothing. They do nothing.
Nope. Oh, they wait till after the fact. So they're there on the periphery, right? They're there, but they've been told by the... I'm trying to watch my language, trying to obey FCC rules. They are there on the periphery, but they are being told by their boss, who happens to be the mayor, stand down. Don't stop anything. Let them just do whatever they want. They're destroying businesses. They're wreaking havoc. They're making it so... the actual taxpayers of Portland can't enjoy downtown, and they're committing acts of violence. What's it going to take for someone to be killed? Because that's what this is leading up to. Because these scumbag cowards get more violent every single time they're allowed to just roam loose and stop someone from speaking whatever they don't like to hear.
It's unreal. It is unreal to me. And now Oregon...
I can't believe this is the United States, to be honest with you. Really? This is what we have? Well, and no, all these left-wing cities, they allow this crap?
No, they took... What they did... Yeah, please. They took old pictures of Tiananmen Square, and they just put them up over the weekend. I mean, that's kind of what it looked like, right? I mean, violence like you wouldn't believe. And again... I don't get this. This mayor needs to go. He needs to be recalled, or he just needs to simply go to jail. This is the crew now. Now, what's her first name? Harmeet, right?
Harmeet. I don't know.
Well, she's a well-known attorney. She's a conservative. She calls for the federal government to intervene. She's comparing this crisis in Portland to the KKK reign of terror in the Deep South.
That's what it is.
No kidding. I so much agree with you. All over the country, though, with these things are happening. This is getting to the point where, look, again, what if these people want to go out? Just law-abiding people want to go out in the streets tonight. They can't.
What if somebody just happened to be out having dinner with their family, and God forbid they were wearing a Make America Great Again hat? Didn't have any idea, not that they would in Portland anyway, for fear of retribution. However, what if they happen to be out, or maybe they're tourists, right? Maybe they're dumb enough to go to Portland, and they're tourists, and they're out just enjoying dinner, whatever, and these scumbag cowards happen upon them. Are they going to be violent towards them? Yeah, they will, because that's how they are towards anyone who disagrees with them. It's horrifying. This shouldn't be allowed. This is... just breaking every kind of rule of law that exists, and it's fascist. They're actually the fascist, which I'm sure they probably know. Besides being cowards with the little masks and the little hankies on their face.
Well, you know, a lot of them had to get permission for mommy to leave the basement. I'm sure they had to be home by dinner, so it didn't last long. It's just sad. These people are just sick. Very sick.
Uh-huh.
Serious. All right, so I'm Joe Bacino, your host. We're going to calm down during the break. Be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," exclamation point.
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal.
In the Oval Office, the president taking questions from reporters, one on the importance of the census.
I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
The president speaking there at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her on. I always enjoy when she's on with me. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. It kind of helps us get the week started. I know I get her heart pumping, and with all the great, calming stories from the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, you're sitting there kind of drowsy. You hop on the show. Now you're ready to go, right? Get your fight all up again.
So. Seriously, I was at 8 o'clock. I was like, I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed. And now here I am all wide awake. Already so, within 5 minutes.
Now, this thing that happened in Portland, it's kind of, I won't say it's the icing on the cake, but it's like the icing on the cake and the hypocrisy of the left, right? Whenever something happens against women, whenever you've got stuff going on, if it's a conservative woman or conservative women's group, you hear nothing from the left. You hear nothing from those women's groups on this issue. Now you've got this the journalist or whatever he was up there in Portland. He's gay. He's a gay Asian man, right? Where's the LGBTQ community? What happened?
Do you know what crickets sound like? Because yes, that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
And it happened during Pride Month.
I know, right? Right? Where was the help for this?
But he's not even. But the thing is, Joe, he's not even conservative. And Quillette, who he writes for, is not conservative either. They're painting it as if he's conservative just because he happens to be outing Antifa for what they really are.
Right.
He's not conservative. The magazine he writes for is not conservative. But they painted him like that because then they can justify him being violently attacked by people they support.
Yeah. Very, very
That's
sick.
What it is.
Seriously sick people. And again,
disturbing.
This is why it's so hard to take. This is why it's so hard to take them seriously. This is why it's so hard to take any of their causes seriously. You know, where are they with this? Where are they with protecting their own? Nowhere, because they really just don't give a crud.
No, you know what? Yeah. They are Democrats and leftists, pretty much one and the same now. I'm not talking about regular nice Democrats that are normal. Are nothing but hypocrites. I mean, literally, Joe, they will say one thing last week and say the complete opposite this week. And when you remind them of what they said last week, they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Or they'll just ignore it. They vote one way a few years ago, and then, the extreme left wants us to go this way, so now I changed my mind. We saw it with Obama. We saw it with Clinton. All Democrats, Joe Biden, all of those nitwits that are running as president. And that's another big job. I got to say, I don't know what people are thinking even wanting to vote for any one of the Democrat candidates after what I saw last week at the debates. And I didn't even watch Thursday night. I just watched the reruns and the clips, and I was floored by how ridiculous they are.
I've got a clip. It's 3 minutes. So if you guys get a minute, you get away from that Facebook keyboard thing, you go up to my website, go up to the Real Side website. We've got a video up there that shows, President Oblamo, talking about all this and how President Trump is playing a political game. There's nothing going on at the border. A couple people trying to come in, the whole nine yards. And then it flashes back to him saying, we can't let these people in. We have to protect the borders. Both Clinton saying this. How quick they forget when they were all for this. And President Trump, you know what he should do? He should grab one of their speeches verbatim, all right, and use it and see how they attack him. I think that would be great, because he'd have them right by the family jewels at that point.
Oh, but they don't care, because they'll just say it was plagiarism. The media will totally ignore it, because they're part of the cabal. Listen, I you know what? I give Trump a lot of credit, because, we all knew that there was issues on the border, right? We kind of knew it, but it was Trump who really brought it to light, because I don't think any of us, probably people in the border states knew, or people who are right there dealing with it, I don't think any of us knew how bad it really is in this country. I mean, the fact that we're getting so many people in, that they are sending 4.6 billion of yours and mine and all the listeners, hard-earned tax dollars, to give to help illegals who are illegally coming into this country.
I know.
To help them when we have thousands of homeless in this country, including veterans, people who can't find housing, people who can't afford housing because it's gotten so expensive. It's insanity. And anyone who thinks that giving free health care to illegals after what Democrats already screwed us with Obamacare is not the actual definition of insanity needs to seriously shrink.
It gets worse by the moment when you look at this stuff. When you think about what's going on in San Francisco, Los Angeles.
God, everywhere. It's everywhere.
Every place. And now apparently in Austin, you don't even need a camping permit. Just go, you can camp anywhere in Austin.
Anywhere you want, public.
Being in the public. And I'd like to know, do they have bathroom facilities, or are they doing the same thing they do in Los Angeles for crapping right there in the street? I mean, literally.
Okay,
right,
wait a minute,
though.
Wait.
No, what?
Austin City Council made this law. You can camp anywhere in public except City Hall.
Oh, right.
Ooh, yeah, that's okay, the difference.
You know why they did that? Because of what happened in Los Angeles. Right? What did they got up in Boston? What was that? Typhoid, right. Okay?
They're
crapping in the streets. They can't pick it up fast enough. The hot air is hitting it, blowing it around. They've got people that won't. And there's one police station that's almost shut down because disease is running so rampant in the station itself. Where are these lawmakers? Where are these? They're nowhere to be found.
No. Did you see, I don't know if we talked about it last week or whatever, but there was a woman who was walking her dog in San Francisco, and her dog stepped in people poo. This is a serious issue, and Democrats are more concerned about illegals who are coming here illegally. I don't understand how they grasp that, and we have all these people that are homeless and in our own country that are Americans. Now, granted, some of these people, it's of their own doing.
Yeah.
But is there help? Can we help them? I know there's organizations out there that try, but if these people are offered help and they're not taking the help, they need to be off of the public sidewalks. Because I'm sorry, when we're trying to give you help and you don't want to take it and you choose to live this life, live it on your own time and property,
put them in a camp.
Ruining it for the public.
Look at, put them in a camp so we put the illegals in, right? Take them, put them on a bus, take them down, put them in a camp so we put the illegals in. That way they don't have to worry about the government. They can hang out there. When they decide they really want help, they can get help. It is beyond control, and everybody's afraid to take control of it. I heard one legislator here in California say this was all the fault of the Republicans, which I find really interesting.
What?
Because because there was some kind of medical bill that we wouldn't get behind when we had power. I'm like, dude, you got power. You got power in California, and you're doing everything the federal government should be doing or is supposed to be doing. You've decided you're going to do it all. Why don't you just make mental health available to these people? You don't need the feds for this.
No.
You don't care how much debt you put us in. Go for it. What are you waiting for?
Well, I mean, didn't they just raise the gas taxes again? Why don't they use that money?
Why? Because they needed to replace the money they stole from two other taxes that they put on.
Oh, I forgot. That's right.
That's right. They're very good at that. The shell game,
yes,
the tax shell game in California, these guys have got it down to a science. And, you know, and you know what? It's our fault. No, I won't say it's our fault because I didn't vote for them. But, you know, you guys can keep voting these people in and try to find out what's going on and why you lose your little Pinto in a pothole that's been there for 20 years. It's because these guys are stealing money from you. They tell you it's for one thing, and then they turn it to a pet project. How are you going to pay for all this Medicare for illegals? How are you going to pay for the college for illegals? How are you going to pay for all the abortions on college campuses that are now free? Now you got my butt.
And that's the thing. So this is the thing that drives me insane. Democrats are constantly saying, oh, free this, free that, free this, free that. We're going to give you all this free stuff. Just vote for us. It's not free. Nothing is free. Every dime, every penny that the government has is thanks to taxpayers. We work hard for that, and we have to hand over by a force. We have to hand over our money that we earn for ourselves and our families to the government so they can give it away to other people, including illegals.
Oh, God bless America. I think we should use the North Korean guard to protect some of these cities against these Antifa guys. I don't know. I'm just a thought. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Don't be part of the problem. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. I mean, seriously, I mean, a lot of you have, forgive me, my listeners aren't like that, but a lot of you are Facebook warriors. Don't be a Facebook warrior. It's okay to put stuff down and irritate the left a little bit on Facebook. I got that. But don't be a Facebook warrior. You actually get out and do something. Actually get out and make a difference, okay? Hey, let's welcome to the family, KBSN, 1470 AM out of Moses Lake, Washington. You know, I mean, guys, I hope you live in a great, I hope that's a great area to be in because, man, on the left coast, we're just having so many issues. So hopefully you guys, you'll keep up to the fight, a great news talk at sports station, KBSN AM 1470. God love you. Thanks for having us on board. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins us as she does every week. I don't know if I get her riled up or she gets me riled up, but it makes it hard to go to sleep after the show, I'll tell you what. So, anyhow, lawlessness, isn't it wonderful? I mean, did you ever, in your wildest imagination, as you were moving through some of your years raising your kids, think that we'd ever get to a point where the police would just hang out, watch as somebody got pummeled?
No. You know, I mean, we've seen situations like Kent State, right, where the police were awful. Waco, you know, Ruby Ridge, whatever. That was federal, but I never thought I would see. Although we saw it with the L.A. riots after.
Oh, King, Rodney King.
Rodney King.
Can we all just get along, King? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we saw it after that. They just let them do whatever they wanted. That's not how things are supposed to work. You're not supposed to let people just destroy cities, wreak. Commit acts of violence against random innocent people who had nothing to do with why they're angry. That's not supposed to happen.
Nope.
Period.
No.
That's not supposed to happen. So I guess it's happened in some cases, but not to the degree that it's been happening over the past, say, 5 years or more. Yeah, for about 5 years under Obama and then under, obviously, Obama doesn't control what cities do, but
cities that have... You think about this. They're all Dem-run cities.
That's what I was going to say. They're all left-wing run cities, so those people are the ones that are just saying, hey, you know what, let them destroy the city, let them destroy businesses, let them, you know, commit acts of violence against innocent people. That's all good. Just let them get it out of their system.
Yeah.
Really?
Somebody in the chat room said, and it's so true, I mean, what's going to happen in these East Coast cities when you have record snowfalls in Chicago, record snowfalls in Portland? You know, are they going to end up in City Hall? You think then they'll let them hang out? Or maybe the public library? I don't know, you know. Where are you going to put them to stay warm?
Oh, wait, are you back to the homeless sleeping in City Hall now?
Well, I'm back to these East Coast, West Coast mayors. Where are they going to put them? You know, right now, some of these cities, like in Los Angeles, it's hitting over 100 degrees. Well, we know where they're putting them. They're allowing them in City Hall and all kinds of other places. You have people that won't go to work, that work for the city, will not show up for work because of the diseases that are running around in Los Angeles.
Don't they have, I know they have them here, cooling centers that people can stay in during the day?
Yeah, they're called malls and...
No, they actually have...
They do have...
like shelters.
Far and few between. Far and few between,
right.
Seriously. But, you know, that's...
Well, we have a lot smaller population here, but...
Yeah, but that's, again, that's why they come back to opening up these public buildings to the homeless. Let them in, let them cool off. Right, let them take advantage of all this air conditioning that's going on that we're just wasting every time the door opens. I mean, come on.
Right.
God bless.
They're enabling. They're not helping. They're enabling.
Yeah.
When you get to a point where you're just helping someone live this horrible life, you're not helping them. And if someone doesn't want to get help, again, don't keep enabling them to continue to live the way they are choosing. If someone really wants help, get them the help. And God knows we spend probably billions of dollars on programs all over the country. I mean, poverty is big business. We all know that. Billions of dollars a year to get people help that they are supposed to want or you would think they would want. Believe me,
Never. I sit here.
No.
I sit here and I watch some of the comments that go up through the chat room, and I listen to you, and I listen to guests that come on. I go, you know what? This is common sense. This is easy stuff. It'll never work. It just won't work.
No.
Right?
No.
Come on. Think about it.
because they need to keep people dependent on the government, and they prefer those people be kept down as opposed to giving them a hand up. That's why all of the programs we have, the welfare programs we have, those don't help people. They just keep people dependent on the government unless you have enough cojones to better your own self so that you're better than what they try to keep you down and out with, basically. Because you know what it is. It's not a tiered program. You, God forbid, you get a job and you make a couple dollars over what their quote-unquote limit is. You lose all your benefits. It's not worth getting that higher-paying job.
Well, I want you to think about something, though. I mean, give some serious... We were just talking this during the break. We're able to get this out because we're on terrestrial radio. We're on radio stations. So we can still get our message out to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're talking about Facebook is slamming down on a lot of us. We can't get our message out. YouTube has already slammed me a long time ago. A lot of us, we can't get our messages out. And now you turn around and you look at the situation as a whole. So social media is all but gone. And then what was this parlay, right, which was giving Twitter, continues to give Twitter a run for their money. Apple has decided they're not going to allow parlay to be on their store, the Apple store, whatever it is, unless they clean up the hate speech on their platform. Well, they don't mean hate speech. You know exactly what they mean. We have allowed these people to take over the means of communication, haven't we?
That's one of the problems.
Well,
oops, sorry, I had to mute myself because I was clearing my throat. That's one of the problems. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's definitely one of the problems. And all these areas, I mean, I've noticed it. A lot of people have noticed it. I've experienced my own issues, shadow ban, whatever, for an organization. They don't want the truth. Really, really, Joe, it boils down to they don't. The left, Democrats, social media, these whack jobs at Google and Twitter and Facebook, they don't want the truth getting out there. They don't want people to know the truth about the left or Democrats or what's really going on. Because you know what? We post the truth about Republicans and the right as well if they're doing something stupid or corrupt.
Right. Oh, yeah, we do. I don't know if everybody else does, but we certainly do.
Yeah, I do. I certainly do. I'm hated by Republicans and Democrats. But the point is, their side doesn't do that. They never tell the truth about the left, ever, ever, ever. I don't know any Democrats except for personal friends who tell the truth. Elected Democrats never, ever tell the truth. Their mouth opens and instantly a lie.
Well, they have to jump on the bandwagon. They have to jump on the other, on the bandwagon of the party. Just to be, you know, they were crying and whining and moaning and groaning last week about the kids having to sleep on the floors. They don't have beds. They don't have toothbrushes. They don't have soap. They don't have. And yet, they pushed back on passing this bill that would get the kids, I mean, a clean bill. Right, for the first time, Republicans said, no riders, no nothing, clean bill. Let's get these kids what they need, and then we'll talk about the rest later. And you still had Dems voting against you. Still have 105 Democrats that voted against you. Okay. Well, that's okay. The hour's over anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran will put up her contact information up on the website. Always a pleasure to have you with me, guys. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. You know, it's interesting that who's Beto O'Rourke, you know, that heavy Hispanic guy. Anyway, he's down in Mexico looking for votes. What does that tell you? Anybody awake? And then on top of that, he's blaming climate change. I mean, he's blaming America, the U.S., on climate change and why people are dying across the planet because of climate change. I want you to think about that. And this guy wants to be president. This is the best of the best that they're putting up. Are they serious? I'm going to say, aren't we serious? Because I know I am. But are these people serious? This is why it's so important for you not to get discouraged. This is why it's so important for you not to give up on election day. Oh, actually, not even before. Well, you need to start now. I mean, no, seriously, we need to start now in making sure that people understand how important it is that President Trump wins again. Because you look at their lineup and you look at the damage that would be done to this country, even if you give us the Senate and the Congress, we've gotten in a habit, thank you to Mr. Obama, of now laws are written by the president through executive order. I don't agree with all the ones that Trump does, but I understand why he does. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Be back in a little bit. Go get your drink. Come on back.